After 9. They were eating pepper and mushroom pizza at the little table on Jesse's balcony, with the strong salt sea smell of the harbor drifting pleasantly around them on the soft July air. Jen had a glass of red wine. Jesse was drinking a Coke. "When we're together," Jesse said, "what do you feel coming from me?"
"I feel strong vibes that I should undress and lie down," Jen said.
"Really?"
Jen was about to bite the point off a pizza slice. She stopped and looked at him with the pizza poised in front of her.
"You're serious, aren't you?" she said.
"Yes."
Jen put the pizza slice back on the plate.
"Well, I... you know, I don't think much about stuff like that," she said.
"I've been talking with Dix about it," Jesse said. "I need help with it."
"Well, I mean, I know you love me."
"Yes."
"And I love you," Jen said.
"Perfect," Jesse said.
"We've been together for a long time," Jen said.
"Sort of," Jesse said.
"I mean, even at our worst and most separate, we were connected."
"Yes," Jesse said.
"And we are more than two people who fuck."
"Yes," Jesse said.
"Which," Jen said, "is much better than being two people who don't."
"So you don't mind about the undressing and lying down?"
"I like it," Jen said.
"And you don't feel objectified?"
What? Jen said. "Christ, you're getting like what's-his-name Hamlet. You think too much. We're much more than the damn missionary position, and we both know it."
"And there's nothing wrong with the missionary position," Jesse said. "A little unimaginative, maybe," Jen said.
In the harbor, there were lights showing on the bigger boats moored farther out. Cocktails on the deck, supper cooking in the galley, the running lights of a small tender boat creeping soundlessly across the black water like a firefly. Jesse drank some Coke. Caffeine.
Any stimulus is better than none.
"Dix and I talked about how sexually charged our relationship is," Jesse said.
"And that's a bad thing," Jen said. She poured herself a half glass more of red wine.
"Maybe you're supposed to sexualize our relationship. Ever think about that, Hamlet boy? Maybe it has to do with you loving me more than the spoken word can tell."
"Well," Jesse said, "there's that."